Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? Q-tips, I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what and just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What, is it the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive. Out the window. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
I would imagine that Rafael Devers trade would be a good test of your loyalty to the Red Sox. Because I think most Red Sox fans hate it. They feel like it's another, like when they traded Betts, another bad omen that your team is really just not like fully committed. There was some report about his being how good of a teammate he was. And we had some stuff where they wanted him maybe to move positions he was resistant to that. So, okay. But they had committed to him for more than $300 million more. A baseball trade can often read like you're just giving the guy away. I don't know. Like maybe there's some great prospect in there or something. But what I read was mostly kind of a gift.
The outfielder just playing A-ball was the Giants' second-rated prospect. One of the pitchers seems maybe like he could be promising, but it hasn't come together yet. And the other one,
That Jordan Hicks is the one mentioned first?
I think so, yeah.
That guy was throwing like 104 for the Cardinals and blew out his arm. He's been a few places since then. Now he's at another one.
Yeah, no, this very much seems like, oh, you don't want to do things the way we want you to do things? Well, then we're going to trade you. Which is, they got paid off when they did that with Xander Bogaerts. So let Bogaerts go, and that, I think, has worked out okay for them. Like, he hasn't smashed, but Mookie Betts is still one of the very best players in the world. And they, they got scorched in that trade. So, yeah, I'm not optimistic about it. I think the timing is incredible. They just swept the Yankees. Just like, what are you doing? They started making noise like they could get in the race, and they're just taking one of the best hitters in the league off the team. So, they continue to act like a team that isn't in a huge market and should have no problem living with whatever luxury tax thresholds they might get to. This does get them under. I did see
congrats to the Red Sox.
Okay, golf clap for that. But yeah, I'm the Betts thing is what sort of broke me permanently on them. I mean, they're still my favorite team, but I'm just not as invested in the results. They started acting like the Kansas City Royals. And what? I mean, I like a plucky underdog story, but you're never going to be a plucky underdog story. You're the Boston Red Sox. Spend your money like you are the Boston Red Sox, and then just let people judge you. How are they going to judge you? I can't stand what they did yesterday.
There it is.
I can't stand it.
But it wouldn't, because of, you know, your fading interest in them, become like the worst trade of your life or anything like
no.
that.
No.
Even Betts isn't, or is it? Your least favorite sports trade.
I felt much more strongly, you know, negatively, about Betts when it happened, because I still felt more, like I just said, like that mm-hmm. was...
He's better.
Like, it was kind of like the final straw for me with them. Like, it was already with the, you know, the World Series, and like the, this isn't really working for me the way it used to when I got into them. But dealing him, just like, who are you? You don't get to act like this. You poach good players like this from other teams. Act like the Dodgers and the Yankees. That's who you are. It just really bothered me. And so, I don't know.
You know, I wonder if this is a baseball thing or what. Like, I was a Mets fan as a kid. And, you know, we're far from those teams. We watch them on TV, but we're not, like, day-to-day in right. the market. You know, maybe that makes it different. Or maybe it's different because... They've won championships first. Like, that's you with the Red Sox. They'd won it, and you know that's your standard. And you always say how you wanted them to bring everybody on the team back in 2005, because that was just that would have been sentimentally satisfying. You would have liked that, because that's another way of saying that, like, winning kind of takes a back seat a little bit mm-hmm. for at least for a while
after you win one. Yes.
If I were asked, like, what's my least favorite trade for one of my teams, I could pick Wendell Clark. I might pick Wendell Clark because I was still a Leafs fan at that time, and they traded him to Quebec, and I hated that. I think I probably would put that one. But we're talking about a baseball trade, and I'm remembering when the Mets traded Len Dykstra to the Phillies for Juan Samuel, who was good.
Mm-hmm.
But it just felt terrible.
This is the guts of my team. What are you doing?
You know, maybe it made sense. But it still felt terrible to trade Lenny Dykstra
right.
from the Mets. You know, by then, I think that's 89, so 2+ years removed from mm-hmm. their World Series. They were in the playoffs in 88. In those days, you had to be good to make the playoffs. So they were good enough to win the NL East, but lost to the Dodgers. Yeah, it just felt like this is gross. And so, I don't know, there's room, in my mind, like there's room for criticizing or just hating a trade that your team makes, even if you think it might be a good move.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, right, because you don't – yeah, it's important, I think, to point out that the Red Sox got the same criticism for Bogarts that they got for Betts and that they're getting now for Devers. And we don't know how that's going to turn out. Like, they could have gotten out from under a $300 million mistake, for all I know, sitting here right now. I don't think so. It's not true. You know, eventually it's going to be a mistake, but he's 28. I would think you're still looking at, you know, half of the contract is, you know, potentially a peak player for them. But... Because you don't know when the money gets that big. And I also don't know. There's been rumblings about it. We talked a little bit about it when it was all going on. They wanted him to go on the bench and be a DH because they got a better defensive third baseman. And that didn't go smoothly, but eventually, like, okay. And he started the season really poorly and then got really hot and has been just regular Rafael Devers here for the last 2 months, I guess. But then there was the thing about first base. They suffered an injury, and they wanted him to go from third base to DH to first base mid-season. And, yeah, that's not nothing to ask a guy to do. And it could be embarrassing if the guy doesn't know how to do it. But assuming there was going to be some amount of ramp-up time, yeah, I'll go out early and take some balls over there today, and we'll see if it works. You know, can I do it? And I'll be honest, and you're not going to put me out there unless I'm comfortable, right? Coach, okay, let's try that. Instead, he's just stonewalling the whole time. It would stand to reason that there would be guys on the team. Now, I don't know if it's the majority of guys or if it's the guys that really matter, but there would be guys on the team sort of not trusting him anymore. Like, what are we doing here? Like, you're the cornerstone guy. We're asking you to play. We're not asking you to pitch or put on the catcher's gear. We're asking you to stand over at first base and try that. And no, you told me I wasn't playing third base anymore. I'm the DH now, and that's it. That sounds messed up to me. So I think they have more of a leg to stand on here than they did with Betts. Betts, to me, was Betts has gone from the outfield to play second base for the Dodgers. Like, he's the most amenable superstar you can find, I think. This guy might have made his own bed there.
Okay. Were you watching Friday night, by the way, for the Judge homer in the extra innings? I watched a lot of that game.
I was not.
Friday night.
Yeah.
And you have Crochet taking a 1-0 shutout into the ninth. And I think he got the first out, or maybe not, and Judge took him deep to tie the game over the monster, over the seats.
Mm.
After Judge took a close pitch that was called a ball, and it was a ball that was really close, Crochet wanted it. And then Judge homered. Great moment. I mean, yep. I'm not a Yankee. I can't stand either team. But that was a pretty cool moment. Boston.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Won the game in extra innings after numerous replay reviews that lost me. I was kind of digging this game.
Was
that Friday?
I got there after the game was tied.
Okay.
Is this where Boone gets thrown out?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
for throwing his gum.
Smart.
I did see them walk off on Friday.
That was pretty good.
But I missed how the game got tied.
Trades you hated because you loved the player or just for whatever reason. This is really, I mean, this is a Sabres tweet, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is actually a Sabres tweet. It's just, I'm still pondering that point. Like, even though we might like the move, we hate the trade. When it's the Mets or the Red Sox, just because, like, we're attached to the player. The Sabres, you get attached to the player, but the team loses. And then they are almost forced into these trades.
Right. The minute the player has the leverage to say he doesn't want to be here anymore, it's contract time, whatever it is, as soon as they can. Like, the whole we want guys who want to be here thing takes a beating as soon as a guy has an opportunity to actually, you know, I would like to go somewhere else now. And so we end up, like, I understand why you have to make a trade in that position. It's hard to like the trade, though, because what is it? It's saying about your organization that these guys, they know it better than we do. They're in it. And as soon as they got an opportunity to get out, they push the button.
I mean, that's their all-stars of the last decade, you know?
Right.
Or their entire history,
and
almost.
Come on down, J.J. Paterka. You're the next contestant on the does he want to be here or not, and is it time to make a commitment or time to trade him?
Paterka and or Tuck.
And or Tuck. That's right. I've been worried about Tuck ever since lockers got cleaned out. So we'll see what happens there. Because he's got a contract for another year, but now would be the time for him to commit and them to commit to him to a new extension this offseason. And I'm not at all taking that for granted. In fact, I'm worried about it.
But you want it.
I would love for them to re-sign Tuck, but I'm not optimistic. At least how he sounded, anyway, at locker cleanup. Like, I haven't even thought about it. I haven't talked to my wife about it. Like, what?
Well, there's something today furthering the notion that
he might be available.
He might be, you know, unwilling to stay. How could you blame anybody?
No,
I know. How could you blame any of them?
I know. It's such a frustrating place to be.
It's not the Red Sox. It's the Pirates.
Right.
Where, I mean, what is that like? Where you have the best young pitcher in the game and the best maybe for a long time. He's just unbelievable, Skeens. And the only, well, not the only, the conversation about him is that, how good he is. How every time he pitches, the Pirates score maybe one run.
Right.
And how they probably should trade him or they could justify trading him because he's not getting that contract from them. But why be in business? Why have a team? You know?
Yep.
I mean, it's not like it's always you should just be able to spend to the top dollar. But if it's like such a given that your team would not spend, this is the Bengals a little bit too. We talked to Joe Goodberry earlier. If it's just such a given that you're not going to do it, the Bengals did get their top guys done on offense. So at least there's that. Just like, it's such a shame when ownership just comes off like it hates its fans.
Yeah.
And that's the Pirates. I wouldn't say that the Sabres ownership hates the fans. I just don't think he's got the juice for, you know, committing and shown this for many years to that organization to the extent that's necessary, financially and otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, gutting the front office in many different departments over the years and just like not spending to the cap, just not making moves during the season when your team might have a chance and they just kind of sit there. You kind of know what the Sabres experience is going to be.
Yep. And it absolutely, well, I shouldn't say it that way. For me, it absolutely makes me think about like how does any guy on that team that is committed, right, that took the big deal when it was there, Thompson, Dahlin, Owen Power, you know, whomever you want here, how do they really feel about that commitment that they made as they watch teammate? Is it too much to say teammate after teammate? I mean, we'll see. This summer is really big for this because I feel like as much of a beating as this fan base has taken, Paterka is one thing. He doesn't have to be everybody's favorite. I'm sure he's not. He happens to be one of my favorites. I like him a lot. I think trading him would be a huge mistake. But he is not Alex Tuck. Like, Alex Tuck was, I think, is the face of, we want guys who want to be here. We got him. We got him in the Eichel trade. He's from close enough by the area that it works. He watched them in 06 and whatever. He sort of grew up around, you know, the Sabres. If he doesn't want to stay, it's going to feel like just turn the lights out. So far it's just words. But, man, I just feel that'll be really, really hard for the fans. And good luck to the Sabres explaining it. I mean, how does that news conference sound? I mean, there's going to be just no hiding it. Now, not that there was with Reinhardt or Ristolainen or Eichel. Like, those guys, it was pretty well known. They all wanted to leave, and they eventually got traded. But,
O'Reilly.
But this guy's just, it's a little, it's not even a little. I think it's a lot different.
Well, you know, it's always more than just wanting to be here or not. The question is why? Like, what is it about you that has these people trying to head for the hills? Like, what is it about you? And it's that under the umbrella of commitment, isn't it? I mean, why would it have to be something else? Does it have to be weather? You know, it would seem to me that the most common answer to that question by the people involved would be, like, the organizational commitment.
Right.
And that's so many different things. You know, that's the roster, but it's also the building, and it's also like the staff. You know, it's so many different things. Just not measuring up to the standard, not meeting the standard. So, I don't know. What do you want to hear the Sabres say if that happens? Who cares? Like,
because we'll know what happened anyway. Like, whatever they try to paint over it, it's going to peel. Because we're going to know, I think.
Some are saying we might be entering a period of suffering.
Oh boy.
Some are saying.
Wow.
Is it possible that we're entering a period of suffering?
That is incredible to think about. Like, that's where this all begins. Kinda.
Mid 11-12? Is that where that is?
Yeah. Right? Is that
trading Vanek?
Isn't that the summer? Eventually they get around to that. That's the summer they tried to sign Shane Doan and Ryan Suter and Zach Parise and everybody. And when it came to pass that they couldn't do any of those things, I think the season came and went. And then wrapping it up, Darcy talked about, we're in for a long ride here.
Little did he know.
Holy cow.
Little did he know.
I would want to check the dates on that, but I think that lines up. I think that's when that happened. That was like their last big stand at we're gonna try to get free agents in here to complement what we've got going. And when that didn't work, it was just the white flag went up.
Vanek was traded to the Islanders 13-14. Am I right to associate him with that press conference? Not that he was traded at the press. He was traded during the season.
Right.
But I'm not sure that my timing is right. It's too long ago, people. Trying to backdate the suffering era. I'm just going to settle for the playoff drought. How's that for you? 11-12. There you go.
That'll work.
That's when that started. But Vanek was on the team for two plus seasons more. After that, how about that U.S. Open? What a cool thing. J.J. Spahn, all the kind of stuff, you know, the flowery stuff that you get sometimes from sports, seems like it totally applies here. It's not always my style to sort of gravitate to that, but this one's undeniable. The guy whose career has been, you know, just there, just kind of there. Not a big name at all. This year he's had a really good year, kind of out of nowhere. Stories about him just grinding through the years to try to get to a point like this and having trouble believing in himself. You know, there's that element of the story. And then there's the day he had yesterday where he would have been written off by most, you know, I wasn't watching the broadcast, I was listening, and they're still covering his holes, but I don't know.
I had forgot.
Five fives in a row.
I had given up on him watching it. I'm just looking for somebody to take down Burns because that's the only guy that could hurt us in our bet with Brian.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had a really great look at that at the start of the day. And then when he shot 40 on the front, like, all right, well, you're not going to be my guy. And it just turned around. The other guys finally, Burns specifically, finally made some mistakes. And, you know, good on him, Spahn, for staying... Like staying in the moment, not letting a 40 on the front just be like, I guess it wasn't my time to win the U.S. Open today.
But, I mean, there are opens, right. There are opens where you just kind of like become the winner by default almost because you're not making the double bogeys and you win. But that's not what happened.
Right.
He still had to deliver
yep.
the last two holes and just, well, the last several holes. But 17 and 18, birdies
yep.
in the rain. Just storybook stuff and seems like, you know, a great guy to root for. I still don't know how the caddy did not release the umbrella when they embraced and sort of danced there. That was weird, but maybe for the sponsor's benefit, maybe just an instinct to not hurt anybody by launching an umbrella from your hand, whatever it is, kind of funny. J.J. Spahn, you want to talk about it with us? 803-0550 or some of the Sabres points that were made. We did some football with Joe Goodberry earlier. Stanley Cup resumes tomorrow night, NBA Finals tonight in Oklahoma City, 8:30. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.